Hi, I'm Kieran O'Donnell. You're welcome to Business Matters. Later in today's podcast, I'll be chatting to Evelyn McGlynn, PRO of Donegal Women in Business Network and owner of McGlynn McMarketing. First up, I travelled to Church Road in Glenties, where I caught up with Wally Cremin, director at Filligan's. I began by asking Wally how a native of Limerick ended up in a jam and marmalade making business in the hills of Donegal.
It's a short story, really. I'm married to a Rossbeg lady, and I've been coming up here for 30 or 40 years, and I've made some good friends up here. And Sarah and Philip Moss, who started this business back in 1987, are very good friends of ours. And over the last year or two, there's been some developments in the company in the sense of moving from the original home of Sarah and Philip into these new enterprise units. And Sarah and Philip asked me to get involved at that stage. So that's how, A, I'm up in Donegal. I've been up here for 35 years. And B, how I got involved in the business itself.
Can you explain us a wee bit about the business?
Sure. It was set up in 1987 by Sarah and Philip from the back of their house in their kitchen, as a lot of artisan foods started. Originally, they were baking, actually. And then they moved, they were requested by a very small company in Wicklow at that stage, called Avoca, to start some jams and chutneys. So from those very small beginnings, the kitchen in the back of the house expanded a couple of times, all with the help of local agencies. Leo were fantastic. And staff started incrementally coming on as the business grew. And I mean, most of the products that were developed in those days were all handed down from family, our friends, and they were done in the traditional way, with all done in the kitchen by hand, and that ethos has remained with us right through.
A decision was taken then to move to a new premises here.
Well, what actually happened was that the growth of the business, if you consider, I'll just give you a small feedback, because we do jams, chutneys, oils, mustards, right through the, like, we've got nearly 60 products at this stage. So, and because we do everything by hand, we do things in small batches. So we're able to be very flexible in how what the customer wants. We're able to move. But because the company grew, and obviously Avoca grew as one of our main customers, the space and the facilities in the house became just a bit too tight for all sorts of processes and developing the business. So we made a decision about 2 years ago to look at, for the first time, moving from the house. And Enterprise Ireland had these buildings in Glenties. So we worked with them and they developed them. And we moved in April of last year. And what that did then, it allowed us to look at moving to the next level of production, and in a much more efficient way, whilst retaining everything that the ethos within the business is important to us. The small batches, the handmade, all the staff have been involved with us. The youngest service is probably 15 years. So the experience and the knowledge that the staff have in the food business is second to none. And without them, the business wouldn't be where it is today.
There are three main parts to your business, Wally.
There are. There's we do the retail business, which is the shelf business that people know, walking into good delicatessens or craft shops or artisan businesses and seeing us on the shelves. There's the catering business, which is food service. What that is mainly to the kitchens in good hotels and restaurants throughout the country. And they would be, that would be a significant portion of the business. And the third then is the own brand, which we do one or two own brand companies, mainly Avoca. So they're the three different strands.
You've collaborated recently with the Slieve Lead Distillery.
Yeah, that was great. I think one of the really good positive things about Donegal in the last year or two, a couple of years, is that The food companies have come together, and the Food Coast, which is an initiative from the local enterprise, it's a fantastic initiative, and it brings together food businesses. So whilst as a small business, you can be, sometimes you can be tied up in your own little bubble. So it's very important that you're able to mix and meet with other companies in Donegal. And having met with Sleeve League, we came up with the decision to make to try and do a whiskey marmalade made with Sleeve League. And it started out last year, and it's very, very popular. And it just shows the collaboration that can go between two different Donegal companies.
In terms of product, something like 60 products in your range?
Yeah, very close to 60. They developed, again, from, because we do the small batches, we can manage small numbers of different products. And while we started with the traditional ones, as consumer tastes change, we're able to bring new products on. And that would, for example, a lot of the millennials like slightly different tastes than, say, my generation. So they'd be, you know, chili jams and, you know, hotter products. So we look at both avenues. We look at the traditional side, and then we look at the growth products and the trends that are in the marketplace, and we try and move with them.
You've been recognised and have received awards for your produce in recent times.
Yeah, well, going right back to when Sarah and Philip were in the kitchen, they produced individual products that have won a large number of awards nationally, both from and international awards. And as a company then, in the last year or two, we've been recognised as the National Preserve winner for breakfast. That's a Georgina Campbell Award. And then locally, we were Best Business in the Food Coast Award last year. So that... they're sort of awards for the business itself and for the products in a total, whilst underneath that then, there's individual products that have won individual awards.
How important and how meaningful are those awards?
Well, they're very meaningful in a number of fronts. A, obviously, from a marketing point of view, they emphasise the quality that we strive. But when you ask, we have 8 staff here, and when you ask the 8 staff why they make their products, they will say to you, you know, when they're making them, they're thinking of the end user, they're thinking of the person who's going to taste it. And that feeling and passion for the food comes through in the taste. And I think that's the essence of what small businesses and what artisan business is about. And that's where we're at. But that that quality and that feel for the product, mainly coming through the staff, is what at the end of the day brings the awards.
How different have things been in business for you since March?
Oh, very different. There's been a number of challenges that confront small businesses at the moment. From our side of the business, because we deal with an awful lot with restaurants and hotels and kitchens, COVID would have had a big impact. Now, we didn't close or anything, bar the couple of weeks the government asked us to. But certainly there's been... a transformation in the way that people are looking at how they purchase, how they look at their food. On the positive side, there's a big movement to local produce. Even coming from the UK, you know, there's research coming out that say 70% of people, you know, support local products, and it's similar to here. But since March, that will have increased. And we feel that coming through. On the national level, you know, whilst there's not a solution to COVID currently, the unknown is obviously there. So that unknown is not helpful to any business.
Local enterprise office, you mentioned earlier, and the importance of the support that they provided for you at an important time in terms of the expansion of the business.
Yeah, I think, you know, right through from the start, I think the local... enterprise offices have been fantastic. They really have their finger on the pulse into what the needs are of the businesses. So when COVID, you know, happened last March, they were in very quickly with support and information and mentoring for businesses right throughout the county. Similarly, when we put our plans together a couple of years ago, and we obviously went through the process and business plans and all that. They were very supportive, and they saw the benefit that it could give to the community here and support the business right throughout. But that went right back to when Sarah and Philip were starting out and the expansion of the kitchens and everything. So, I'd be very supportive of what they're trying to do. Kieran, another part of our expansion is that we're looking at exporting for the first time. Very recently, we obtained the Origin Green certification, which is built around sustainability and in relation to the green agenda. It emanates from Borbia. It's eminently world recognised. And what it also does is it puts the company under the umbrella of Borbia for exporting. So in that instance, there's quite a reasonable market for products like ours in different areas of the world for various number of reasons. And in actual fact, for the first time next week, we are going to the east coast of the States. And I have to say that this is again through a lead from Leo that I was able to follow up and progress over the last couple of months. And that opens the door for another avenue that we haven't gone down before.
Looking into the future, things looking well for Filigans?
Yeah, they are. I think that this new production facility here has allowed us to look at new avenues. You know, arising out of COVID, the online business is definitely an area that most companies in Donegal are looking at and throughout, because that is a pattern that's arising. There's a big interest in health products and free from, and all our products they don't have any additives, they're all natural, which goes hand in hand with the artisan background. There's no GMO, suitable for vegans and suitable for vegetarians. All that is a very big plus going forward for products like ours, because that trend moves us really into the trends and the way people are looking at products.
You mentioned trends. Online is a big part of every business, and is increasingly so now. How much or how different is the online business compared to even this time last year?
Well, I would say, well, in fairness, we've only just gone online, because most of our products would have come through customers and through our local contacts. But because of our development and because of the trends and because of COVID, we have accelerated that with the support of Leo, and we are going online very, very shortly. But I know from talking with other people, both in our side of the business and in other businesses, that the growth in online is just enormous. But it does more than just, you know, purchasing. It's about contact, it's about ease of access, it's about communication, it's about, you know, being able to transact in different currencies, which is very important for us, and this is so close to the north of Ireland, and we do quite a bit in the north of Ireland. So so all those factors really emphasise the fact that you can't be not there.
William Cremin, thanks for joining us in Business Matters.
Thank you very much, Kieran, and thank you again for coming up to Glenties.
For the second part of this week's podcast, I made the trip to Knock in Balbuffet to speak with Evelyn McGlynn, PRO of the Donegal Women in Business Network and owner of Evelyn McMarketing. As Evelyn explained, 2019 was a significant year for the Donegal Women in Business Network.
Well, you know, thankfully, Kieran, we really celebrated our 20th anniversary last year, and we had a fantastic year, including a visit to the Dáil and a huge conference that was sold out in Salise. But this is our 21st anniversary. So, yes, coming of age online this year and pretty much moving on to Zoom, and hopefully later in the year, a few more events. But thankfully, we did the big celebrations last year. But with 200 members, it's always a great celebration.
Going back to the early days of the network, how, when and why was it set up?
So as I say, we're 21 years this year, and local enterprise at that time, there were initiatives to set up funding for women in business. And that's when a group of women and local enterprise, Michael Tunney in particular as well, got together and decided that there was a need for women in business in Donegal to have a voice and to work together to build a network. Now, 21 years on, we are still supported by local enterprise, Donegal Local Enterprise, but we're very much a voluntary, not-for-profit peer support network. We send anyone with an interest in setting up and needs that information back to local enterprise because they are the first point of contact. But basically what we are about is a networking organisation and a peer support network at a fantastic value. We're only €50 for membership for the year, which is fantastic value.
You've been PRO for 4 years?
PRO for 4 years, yeah, it's fantastic. And we have a very busy committee, and the network has seen great growth in the last 4 years. We've gone from numbers now reaching 200 plus members. And of course, we very recently have a new president. Deirdre McGlone was with us for 3 years, I think it was. And, you know, Deirdre was an absolutely fantastic president with great connections and just an amazing woman in business herself. But now Deirdre, as you probably know, has new adventures awaiting her worldwide. So Joe Daly from Key West Restaurant in Donegal Town and from Chef 8 has joined us now as president. And we're absolutely delighted that she accepted the challenge to move forward with us.
Okay. How important is it that that role changes every so often, Evelyn?
I think it's very important. I think that within a committee of any kind, you will have always people that are maybe have more time, more energy, more interest, but everybody plays a very important role. I think a president is a particularly important role because within a committee, there are so many voices to be heard that the balance needs to be from your president. And certainly that was something with Deirdre that we found was, you know, we could come up with fantastic ideas, but the balance was there with Deirdre. And I think that that is something that Joe, you know, in terms of has a huge network already in the hospitality industry. I think it's very important to bring new energy and new ideas to an absolutely fantastic committee as we have.
What for you are the main benefits to being associated with the network?
Well, for me personally, it's all about networking. So I joined the network probably about 7-8 years ago. And throughout that, I've made fantastic friends, met great people, and have worked on a number of collaborations with people within the network. But really, I suppose, when I'm talking about the network to people, it is about networking. You know, we were talking earlier, Kieran, about the value of having a network, the value of being on LinkedIn, the value of connecting with somebody else. And you just don't know what's going to come from that. Myself, as a passionate networker, I definitely cannot understand why everybody in Donegal, every woman in business in Donegal isn't a member. So yeah, definitely about networking and connecting and supporting one another.
In relation to numbers, it's been on an upward curve all the time.
Well, yes, certainly for the last 4 years, as I say, we're at 200 members now. But the thing about it is, the point we really want to get across is that you don't have to be in business to be a member of Donegal Women in Business Network. You can be employed in a business, have an interest in a business, even be a student, or you can have just an idea that one day you want to start in business, because even working with and connecting and networking with women who are established in business, and we have this line where we say that Donegal Women in Business Network is for everybody from kitchen table to boardroom table. No one is more important. We're all women in business with the same issues, home life balance, financial issues, and certainly at the moment with COVID, it's all a balance that we need to get. But as members and as friends and as a networking group, it's about networking, but it's also about doing business. We're not just in it for the crack either. You know, there is great support. There is great social events. And, you know, as I say, we had our trip to the Dáil last year, but we all want to make money. That's basically, you know, we're in business to do business.
A lot of the work has had to be done online, and keeping connections was done online as well.
Yeah, I mean, this year has been a fantastic challenge, but I suppose we've discovered great things through that very early on. So we need to mention first, I suppose, we have a number of collaborators and sponsors. And I suppose the sponsors that have worked with us over the years are people, you know, that are fantastic in business in Donegal: McElhinney's, Primerica, Harvey's Point, McGee's Donegal, AIB, Deirdre McGlone herself, who is a personal sponsor, the Colab. And then, of course, there's a base in Stranorler, which is our, it's our home, it's our base for our for the network's address or whatever. But also as regards working offline, so LYIT in Letterkenny, very early on in the lockdown, we hosted a webinar that had over 140 people come along to it, and it was building resilience at this stressful and difficult time. So it was great to take the challenge to go online, to deliver webinars and have that connection and networking online as much as we can do it offline.
And the coffee Zoom mornings were another new feature of the network.
Yeah, well, I suppose Evelyn McMarketing, the brand, decided a few years ago, I actually did a few fundraising coffee mornings in the Colab in Letterkenny. Let's meet for a coffee. And it was for Northwest Simon. So again, I wanted to resurrect that, but I also wanted to bring the network along. And that is the thing, as a member, you can actually host your own events in association with the network. So we ran them for 18 weeks every Wednesday morning for an hour and a half. And we had in total, I'd say about 500 women and a few men came along as well, which is great. They were very welcome. And throughout that, there was new members, there was business done. There was, for a lot of people, there was a great positivity of people talking about their plans and supporting one another, you know, during the lockdown and how they were going to get back to business. And there was just a genuine, we had speakers every week and a number of different sector speakers. And so there was great learning and, you know, it was free. And so from that point of view, Let's Meet for a Coffee, I think, is probably going to be something on the calendar in terms of maybe once a month going forward from September.
So it was a very important feature during the COVID for the sense of connecting and having that connection with people.
Yeah, no, it definitely was. And as I say, it was an Evelyn McMarketing event, but it was done in association with the network. And so I think that's very important. I think as a member of the network and as a woman in business, it's important to work with others. And that was certainly a collaboration. Business was done, new members came along, and there was a great support. So sometimes with the members, it's difficult to know where the network begins, where your own brand begins and ends. For me, it's pretty much the same thing. You know, I'm very much into the whole idea of collaborating with everybody and networking with everybody and promoting the network, Donegal Women in Business Network, at all times, the brand.
Donegal Business Network is the name, but it's not solely for people in Donegal.
No, I mean, this is something that Zoom and the Let's Meet for a Coffee events brought to the fore. We now have actually members from Sligo. We have members that have joined us from Mayo. And so, no, we are not excluding anyone to join our network. We welcome everyone. But we are very much the voice of Donegal women and business in the Northwest. And that's something that we'll always be, our members within Donegal will always be our priority in terms of promoting them when they join us. So, yeah, that's definitely, but we welcome. We have hosted events in the past with cross-border events with Jerry Women in Business. And again, in terms of collaboration, that's something that we're very much open to.
Just going back to your sponsors and supporters, Leo were a big part in the early days of the network.
They certainly were. There wouldn't be, without Donegal Local Enterprise, or what it was called at that time, there wouldn't be a Donegal Women in Business Network. And also now they are very supportive of what we do and financially support us in some ways to do what we do. Again, it was important to them, I think, that we became an independent body and that we became within ourselves with a committee. Now, the challenges of that is that we are all in business as a committee ourselves. We have a fantastic committee that works very strongly. But again, we are all in business. So sometimes it's trying to find the time and the balance to promote the network, to put on the events. For example, the conference last year, it was world class in terms of everyone who attended. They absolutely just couldn't fault it. But we were a group of volunteers that put that together with a budget, yes, but a budget that had to be very carefully managed. So, and again, that was something that we did as a voluntary offering. So it is important, I think, that voluntary groups such as Donegal Women in Business Network, that there is the support there for them and the sponsorship and the funding to make it work and to allow, whether it's Women in Business or any other organisation, to allow the committees that grow that they have some kind of financial support to make that happen.
Talk to me about Evelyn McMurtin.
Okay. I've been in business. I was a stay-at-home mum for 20 years. I have three grown-up kids. And basically, I suppose, in 2013, I wasn't sure exactly what direction I was going to go in. And Alfie Green in Green Shoes was looking for somebody to write copy for his ads for the newspapers. And I suppose that's where it started. And I had always been involved in the voluntary and not-for-profit sector. So I'm very passionate about networking, community development, business. It's a hobby. Someone asked me recently, did I have a hobby? And I was like, yeah, I do actually, it's business. So I'm very fortunate. I have some great clients and I get the opportunity to collaborate. Myself and Meg O'Gara from Magnificent Creative wrote a book last year. I've been very fortunate to sort of just go with any ideas that I, you know, there's no failure. It's all about learning. And again, with the network support and all the women in the network, you know, you have fantastic people like Trish, who's the secretary, and like she's the backbone of it. So it's people like that, again, that support businesses like Evelyn McMarketing in terms of helping us to reach the professional level that we need to be at. And just before we go, I suppose, I just want to mention there are a few collaborators that we've worked with, people like Bank of Ireland, Udras na Gaeltachta, and as I said, cross-border organisations such as Women in Business in Derry and Cavan Women in Business. So I suppose really what we would be saying is join the network. It's Donegal Women in Business Network.com. It's only €50 for the year. The advantages are fantastic. We're a great group who will support you in your business moving forward, but also you will get a huge digital footprint in terms of what we do. We do an awful lot digital. And also I want to take this opportunity to thank all our committee. And they're a fantastic group. We have great plans going forward. There's talk of another conference next year and lots of great things happening. And also just our new president, and we look forward to her, to Jo's new and exciting input into it. And to yourself, Karen, thanks very much. And to Highland and Business Matters.
That's it for this week's podcast, Business Matters. Thanks to my guests, Willie Cremin and Evelyn McGlynn. Join me again in next week's podcast when I'll be talking to International Fund for Ireland Chairman, Paddy Hart.